She's got a stalker that she's never met before. Today I'm talking about The Stranger. This is Scott's Self-Indulgent Movie Podcast. Hello, movie friends. Welcome to Scott's Self-Indulgent Movie Podcast. I am Scott, and today I am talking about The Stranger, which is the story of how it came to be a movie and one that is currently available on Hulu. Is a little bit weird and kind of involves some entertainment world history to kind of entertainment history to get you there. And then I thought this movie is okay, but it kind of misses out because of how it was originally intended to be distributed. So I'll get into that and also how it impacts the film, because I think that there's a solid baseline for this movie. I just think it's kind of let down by the nature of the premise. So let's get started. Do you all remember Quibi? If you don't, I'll refresh your memory. Quibi was a streaming service that was aiming to be like TikTok, but for movies and TV shows, where people could basically watch a small clip or something on their phone and then get back to their day. Does this sound like a horrible idea for anything that requires some semblance of narrative structure and generally for a bad idea for a streaming service? You bet your ass it does, and Quibi died in almost the amount of time it probably took to come up with the name, which also meant that a lot of exclusive shows and movies that debuted on the platform have been slowly matriculating out elsewhere, including a remake of The Most Dangerous Game, Reno 911's reboot, and this TV thriller that's been cut into a feature film for Hulu. Micah Monroe plays Claire, a young rideshare driver that is thrown into a living nightmare when her latest ride claims he just committed a series of horrific murders and Claire is his next target. Thankfully able to get away, Claire's rough night turns worse when the police are unable to find any evidence of the man's existence and his harassment picks up again. So The Stranger is fine. It's a lean thriller with actors who are well suited to their roles. I mean, Micah Monroe is dealing with some sort of creep tracking her is basically its own genre now. See Watcher, It Follows, and Significant Other. And Dane DeHaan is always best suited to playing a creep, and Avan Joga is very charming as Claire's eventual ally, JJ. I also enjoyed the handheld camera work that follows Claire and JJ around and helps reinforce Claire's frantic mindset. So why doesn't this work as well as it could have? It's too messy. I actually really like the start of the movie, because Claire gets away and goes to the cops, but when her story, or rather her stalker's story, doesn't check out, the cops basically tell her, "Don't call us again, you're clearly a liar." It is hinted that this is not the first time that Claire has had this kind of interaction with law enforcement. That's a solid baseline. Make it all about a woman going through extraordinary circumstances who is desperate for someone to believe her and knows the police won't help her. And this is where I think the intention of making this movie an episodic Quibi show rears its ugly head. Because the movie spends about a third of its runtime playing around with the idea that Claire is unstable or might be imagining all of this. Which defangs the premise a bit, because one of the most infuriating things about the criminal justice system, especially for women who've been threatened and endangered, is how often police don't want to believe them. So trying to make an audience doubt Claire seems like a cheap trick for drama or a stinger before the next episode versus a logical through line. This movie is barely over 90 minutes. You didn't need to tease this idea. And right around the time we establish that Claire isn't crazy, the stalker killer begins to spout off his belief about victims, quote unquote, like Claire, who he views as inherently weak for some reason. Like, he specifically picks out women with experiences like Claire because he thinks they're more vulnerable and broken, and I don't know, honestly. I actually wish he had a comprehensive ideology, like, I'm going to make lying women like you pay for making people look crazy and making people believe things about you. This guy doesn't have this. He's just on about being a predator and somehow views wounded women like Claire as perfect prey. It's very weird. Oh, and remember that really strong anti-cop, anti-authority line that the movie begins with? For some reason, Claire keeps trying to go to the cops for help, even when being told that is the most white woman thing she can do, and despite the fact that she's been called a liar by the cops that very night and had nearly violent interactions with a couple. Like I said, very messy. Which is a shame, because there are individual moments and ideas I really like in this movie, like how women like Claire are treated as weaklings when in actuality they aren't, and the aforementioned problems with law enforcement, and good God, are there a lot. But it doesn't congeal into a satisfying whole. The verdict is, meh. Despite a solid premise, The Stranger is let down by an unfocused script. 4 out of 10. This has been Scott's Self-Indulgent Movie Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. And don't forget to join our Facebook group, Scott's Self-Indulgent Movie World, for the latest reviews, discussions, and more. See you next time, everybody, and stay safe.